Welcome, welcome everyone to the I Institute podcast channel. Today we're diving into a topic that's quite crucial in the competitive world of business. We're talking about benchmarking, that's right, benchmarking performance gaps through strategic analysis. Now, you might be thinking, what's that all about? Well, my friends, buckle up because we're about to embark on a journey uncovering the essence, the process, and the real world implications of benchmarking. Now, at its core, benchmarking is the systematic approach, right? It's about identifying the best practices from industry leaders and potentially replicating them within your own organization to boost performance. The idea, it's not new. No. It traces back to ancient times when craftsmen measured their work against standards or benches. But it has evolved, allowing businesses to not just measure products, but also services and processes against those perceived as best in class. Today, benchmarking is an intricate process. It takes on various forms, from internal benchmarking, comparing practices within different departments of the same organization, to competitive benchmarking, analyzing direct competitor strategies. It even transcends industry boundaries, seeking best practices in specific functions or processes. The depth and breadth of this categorization, it makes benchmarking a multifaceted tool, ideally suited for addressing a wide array of organizational challenges. In our modern business environment, characterized by rapid technological advancements and dynamic market forces, benchmarking has become more relevant than ever. It's instrumental in identifying performance gaps and injecting new life into stagnant corporate structures. By analyzing how peer companies achieve efficiency, customer satisfaction, or innovation, organizations can replicate success while avoiding the pitfalls of trial and error. Now, to embrace benchmarking effectively, one must understand it's a meticulously charted journey, not just a destination. It starts with recognizing sectors within an entity ripe for improvement. Leaders scrutinize their operation panorama, discerning specific aspects where performance lags behind industry exemplars. The process, well, it commences with a thorough understanding of a company's current state. This is the foundation for incremental enhancements. Successive to this analysis, industry vanguards are determined for benchmarking. Constructive benchmarking entails careful observations, comparing one's own performance against that gleaned from leaders, and then adjustments meant to bridge deficiencies follow, aiming to escalate the company's performance metrics. Real-world applications of benchmarking are extensive. In manufacturing, companies benchmark to streamline their supply chain operations, sometimes taking inspiration from firms excelling in logistics. These service sector benefits too. Hospitality businesses benchmark customer service protocols against luxury hotels, leading to enhanced guest satisfaction and loyalty. But let's not forget, benchmarking, while beneficial, is not without its challenges. Finding an appropriate benchmark can be tough. Misinterpretation of data can lead to misguided strategies. Resistance to change within an organization can stymie efforts to assimilate insights gained from benchmarks. So how do you make benchmarking successful? Establish clear objectives, ensure the accuracy of data, and engage in continuous evaluation. This fosters an enduring commitment to improvement and the enhancement of benchmarks over time. Take technology companies, for example. They identify metrics like user engagement, system uptime, and deployment frequency, benchmarking these against industry giants. Or look at healthcare organizations, benchmarking patient care techniques against top institutions, leading to improved patient outcomes and operational efficiency. In conclusion, benchmarking is more than just a measurement tool. It's a strategic analysis that bridges performance gaps. It's about understanding industry standards, accentuating advantages, and encapsulating the ingenuity of businesses aspiring to excel. And with that, I invite you to reflect on these insights and encourage you to share your personal experiences or reflections on benchmarking practices. Remember, in the competitive arena of business, staying informed and adaptable is key. So keep striving, keep benchmarking, and of course, keep tuning in to I Institute for more enlightening discussions like this. Until next time, thank you for listening and goodbye.